In Massachusetts, there is a state-run facility that is half school, half pediatric hospital. All of the students are battling serious long-term health conditions. Most are in wheelchairs, but that doesn't stop them from hitting the slopes. Gabriella Emanuel of NPR's Ed team recently grabbed her skis and joined them.
Ray Jackman stands at the foot of Mount Wachusett slopes. They're bright in the morning sun. He bends over and hoists Robbie McAllister out of his wheelchair and onto two neon yellow skis.
Feeling good?
The teenager in his puffy jacket squeezes into a thick plastic seat mounted just above the skis.
Okay, there's a bunch of straps we strap in with. We'll do this one. Yep. Then this waist one. Pull that snug.
Jackman runs the recreational program at Massachusetts Hospital School. He works with all 85 students, but today he's Robbie's ski buddy. With Jackman pushing the seat from behind, they head towards the rickety chairlift.
And Robbie, how old are you?
19? Yeah.
Robbie has cerebral palsy, which means he doesn't have much control over his muscles and it's hard for him to talk. But that doesn't worry Jackman. 20 years ago, Jackman quit his job as a mortgage banker, got rid of all his suits and ties to work here full-time, helping kids with limited mobility find ways to play highly mobile sports.
Let's fly down that mountain 100 miles an hour. I want to pass that able-bodied person. I want to go faster than you.
Well, that's exactly what happened. I'm a pretty basic skier, and that first time down the slopes, they went way faster than me, clocking 30 miles per hour. Down at the bottom of the hill, we hatched a plan. I give them the recorder.
Oh, this is gonna record?
Yeah, it's recorded.
Okay.
Okay.
We're off.
Jackman and a volunteer, usually a local policeman, lift Robbie plus his seat onto the chairlift.
One, two, three.
On the way up, it's typical field trip chit chat.
Would you rather be in school or would you rather be skiing? Skiing?
It's serious, too. It takes a lot for Robbie to leave his electric wheelchair, his comfort zone.
You have a lot of trust in me, Robbie, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, so you're almost ready to get off?
Yeah.
At the top of the mountain, they arrange two tether lines. This is a type of adaptive skiing. Jackman skis about 6 feet behind Robbie, giving him a tug in the right direction and acting as Robbie's brakes.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It's like a roller coaster, terrifying and exhilarating.
Go over those little jumps.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Ah!
Here comes another one. Awesome.
Done with the jumps, they make big swoops down the mountain.
Go right around these people here. Do a nice right. Nice job.
At the bottom, Robbie is beaming.
He was screaming. He wanted more, more, more. I think I heard faster.
Were you screaming faster?
Yeah.
After a few hours on the slopes, Robbie heads in to meet his teammates. Three kids get to go skiing each week. Back in their wheelchairs, they sit by the lodge fireplace, eating warm chili and sipping hot chocolate. Ray Jackman says this is the school's riskiest sport, surpassing wheelchair football, swimming, horseback riding. Yet, he says it's worth it. It's clinical work. It's just not in a clinical setting. The kids are doing physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy. But he doesn't measure whether the kids look 45 degrees that way or lift 10 pounds this way.
I only measure it through a smile.
Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News.